O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
On the evening of the 12th of March, my Graham texted my wife to say that my mom had not been released from hospital the day before as we had hoped, but that she had been moved into the ICU in a hope that the doctors could get the infection in her abdomen under control. The next day was Friday, the 13th. I had my sermon written, and I asked Annie if she wanted to play hooky from work for a couple of hours and go duck pin bowling with me. And in the midst of our duck pin bowling, I remember very clearly looking at Annie and saying, "Mom's not going to die at 67, right?" And there was hesitation in both of our voices as we said, "Surely not." That Friday evening, just before the play here at the church that our children were in, we got a call saying that it was much worse than we feared. I spent most of the next 2 weeks either in the ICU, the hospital, or at Mom's house where she was on hospice care. On Good Friday, during the ecumenical seven last words liturgy, during the fourth word, we marked exactly 1 week since she had died. This morning before Mass, I prayed the last day of a 9-day cycle of prayers for the deceased. And here we are now, marking the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This Lent has not been an easy journey. Lent rarely is, but this one has been particularly hard. Continuing conflict in the Holy Land, war in Ukraine, war with Iran, political uncertainty here, continued ICE actions aimed at harassing immigrant and minority communities, projected cuts to social safety net programs, the death of loved ones, Ian, Paul, Mick, Cindy, and Thomasina, cancer, heartbreak, by all accounts, hurt and despair are winning. That was the story on the first Easter morning also. War, death, heartbreak, hurt, political uncertainty. They raged, they were in control, and it was in the face of those things that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary left their house and went to see the tomb. They went to see the tomb. They didn't go to see Jesus. They wanted to see the place where his body lay. They wanted for a moment to be near him again. So early in the morning, they went to see the tomb. Sad, grieving, holding one another's broken hearts, they went to see the tomb. And the next thing that happens is incredible, an earthquake. An angel descending from heaven, the same angel rolling back the stone that had been placed at the entrance to the tomb and sealed it. Soldiers lying dead on the floor. And you know what the angel says? Don't be afraid. And if you're a 90s kid like I am, and you're picturing a precious moments angel from your grandmother's curio cabinet, you're wrong. Angels are terrifying. Eyes everywhere, wings everywhere, light. It's awful. Don't be afraid. Earthquake. Ginormous stone rolled away, soldiers struck like they are dead. Don't be afraid. The women approach cautiously. And the angel says to them, I know you were looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He's not here, for he has been raised. Come, see the place where he lay. He is not here. He has gone ahead of you to Galilee. Go tell the disciples. Tell them that he has gone ahead of you. And these two remarkable women do exactly what they are supposed to do. They run back to town with fear and great joy. Fear and joy. To be completely honest with you, those were my emotions on the day my mother died. Fear and joy. I spent the last hour of her life sitting with her. I prayed the rosary and assured her that it was okay. It was okay for her to go. She didn't have to fight anymore. It was okay for her to rest. My heart broke with fear. I do not understand life without her. There is an emptiness in me that will never be filled. There was also joy that day. For the last 3 weeks of her life, she had been in constant pain. Her life was struggle and sorrow. There was deep and abiding joy because she was not in pain anymore. Mum's fight was over and glory awaited her. Fear and joy. Fear and joy, these are the emotions of the resurrection. Because we know that death does not have the last word, but it still hurts when mom or husband or friend dies. It still hurts to know that in our name, children are dying under the rubble in Iran. It hurts to know that in the land of the free and the home of the brave, that black and brown people are targeted on a daily basis. It hurts to know that in the richest country in the world, that hundreds of thousands of people have hunger as their constant companion. So of course we have fear. Life hurts. It is awful sometimes. Yet because of those courageous women, because those women kept running and found the disciples, because of them we know that death has been put to flight. We know that hell has been emptied. We know that our suffering in the present age will not last. Justice will carry the day. Peace will carry the day. Love will carry the day. The resurrection doesn't mean that we stop being afraid. The resurrection means that when we are afraid, we know the deep and abiding joy of Jesus Christ. The resurrection means that when we are afraid, we can trust that someone will step into the bleakness and say, "My friend, I come bearing the light of Christ. Do not be afraid, for you are God's beloved. This too shall pass. Weeping may endureth the night, but joy cometh in the morning." Oh, happy morning. Oh, happy, happy morning. How good it is for us to be here. Do not be afraid. But when you are afraid, have joy. Be of good courage. Be bearers of light. Be bold like those women who went to the tomb. Share the news that Christ is risen. Reach out to others in their fear and know that Christ is coming to you in yours. Go forth in fear and joy, for Christ is risen and he has gone ahead of us to Galilee. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. And to him be the glory, now and to the ages of ages. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.